Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Barry Moltz is our guest, longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust, author of You Need to Be a Little Crazy, and also Bounce, and a radio show. He's got an outstanding radio show once a week, right, Barry?
I do it Saturday mornings here in Chicago, the Small Business Radio Show, but that's why I'm always amazed about the work you do, Jim, because I know how much work it takes to put together once a week for 1 hour. You do it every day, my friend.
Well, we both do it for love of our audience, small business owners. I know you feel they're your heroes like they are mine, and you do plenty of good work for them too. I've been on his show, by the way, folks. I encourage you to check it out. He does good work there. Barry Moltz, MOLTZ.com. Barry, we're talking about selling our businesses. There are millions of small businesses that are going to be sold and are being sold right now by baby boomers. And there's all other kind of issues, like who's going to buy them from us, for one thing. But what we're trying to do right now is get you ready for that. We talked in the previous segment about making sure your financials are ready, being prepared to be told that your baby's not as pretty as you thought it was. But one of the things that I reported on some research in the last few months, Barry, on one of the reasons why transactions don't get completed is because the seller, even if they start the process of selling a business, they don't actually sign the contract because they don't know what they're going to do afterwards. And that was what the research showed, which people didn't realize before, was that the reticence, the hesitation, the reluctance is not because they don't like the deal. They just don't know what they're going to do. What do you think?
Right, that's one of the first questions when someone brings me in as a business broker and they say, all right, I want you to sell my business. I say to them, okay, first answer this question. What are you going to do with your time the day after you sell the business? Because we have to understand, for most business owners, their company is the center of their life, and without it, they're lost. So they have to answer that question before I go any further.
Right, exactly, and they what do they tell you when you ask them that question? What are some of the answers you get?
Some of them are like, I don't know, or I'm going to spend more time with my family, and I'm like, well, you really have to have a better, more specific plan if this is really going to work. And about 35% of the businesses that I get involved in, the transaction actually doesn't go through because the person, as you say, gets cold feet the last week or two.
Happens all the time. And it's not enough to just say, well, I'm going to play golf or I'm going to go fishing or whatever, because one of the things that I've learned over the years is the difference between retiring from a company where you're an employee and retiring from the company that you founded. Because retiring from a company where you're an employee is sort of like moving away from friends you've known for a couple of years. But when you retire from a business you founded, that's almost like telling your children, I'll never see you again. It's different.
Exactly. It's very different because, again, that's been the center of your life for so long. It's been the purpose. It's been the spirit.
It's defined
you. What are you going to do? Exactly. It defines you.
And it's who you are, and all of a sudden now you're not that, and by the way, you've been in charge all this time, you know, when you've been making decisions, and when all of a sudden you're not in charge of anything anymore. I mean, there's something to be said for that, isn't it, on your psyche, on your ego?
Absolutely. Another answer I get questioned all the time is, well, my wife has a big list of projects for me to do at home. And I'm like, well, that's not really going to be the center of your life. That's not going to be a driving purpose. You need to find something else. And so we talk about that up front, because if that isn't settled, no amount of money is going to make you happy in the next stage of your life.
What do they need to do? What is the answer? What is the good answer? Would be a good answer for them if they
answer is, what is their new purpose in life going to be? They're going to volunteer. They're going to travel.
Go back to school, or they're going to write a book or something.
Back to school. whatever is going to become the new focus of life, whichever is going to drive them in a new direction where they can actually be proactive in achieving the next thing they want in their life.
And it's something, it's going to have to be something that, that empowers them again, right? It can't just be something that takes up their time. It needs to empower them and engage their leadership quotient, right?
Right, and I encourage this because I think a lot of people, quite honestly, their health goes down after they retire because they really don't have a purpose. There's nothing driving them forward every single day, and I've seen it all the time with people of my parents' generations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no question about it. So folks, these are really important points to think about as you're contemplating selling your business. You got to have your financials ready. We talked about that in the last segment. You got to know your financials. Barry, I know you agree with me on this. Do not show somebody your financials if A, they're not ready, and B, you don't understand them. What do you think, Barry? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I think that is really key. So many people rely on an outside source like a bookkeeper and accountant to understand their financials. You can have someone put them together, but you can't outsource the knowledge, Jim. That's just not effective for your company. Yep.
Absolutely. And, folks, this process we're talking about, you need to start at 3 to 5 years minimum before you actually plan on walking out. Hey, Barry, I need the website one more time.
It's www.barrymoltz.com, BarryMoltz.com.
Okay, good job, Barry. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
See you next time. Don't forget his radio show, folks, right there on his website. He can learn all about it and his books, too. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.